For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, old dogs. I just want to take a moment to welcome a new sponsor to the show, Smart Move. Smart Move is the best way I know to protect yourself from evictions and bad tenants. Smart Move has a special offer just for old dog listeners. Just go to tenantscreening.com, enter code OLDDOG25 at checkout, and you'll get 25% off your next screening. That's tenantscreening.com, enter OLDDOG25, and get 25% off your next screening.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is 2020 U.S. housing market predictions. It's going to be a good one. Hey, but before we get started, I just want to touch base with you again. Man, there's so many great things happening. I'm actually broadcasting live. Well, live for me right now, but it won't be live when you guys are listening. But from Indianapolis last week, I was in Memphis. Good stuff happening. You know, I've got this philosophy that if you can make a trip and make money on that trip, it's a trip well worth doing. And that's exactly what I did. Is I did some major sort of rehab type stuff where I saved a lot based on predictions and estimates that came from not only outside folks, but my property management firm. So I was able to do that. I was able to meet with really good potential tenants for this place that I was rehabbing in Memphis. I'm in Indianapolis. I'm going to do the same thing. One of the key things is I'm adding some Airbnbs, and I know that within a month or two, that's just going to pay for my trip just coming out here, and it's going to be a good, steady flow of income because Airbnb has been really, really good to us here, so I'm looking forward to this trip too. Before I get started too, I just want to get a shout out to Ian. Ian is a young man who set his mind on building his real estate portfolio, and he is making it happen. He just bought his first property, a duplex, and I don't know if I can share any details on it, but it's really, he got a great deal on this. And not only that, but he is actively going to be doing a BRRRR, and that means he's going to increase the value substantially. So really, really good stuff. Really, really good stuff. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Ian and congratulate him. And it's so good to hear that stuff. And I love to hear from you guys when you're bringing me stuff like that. Good news, getting started, first purchases, growing your purchases in your portfolio. Those are great things to hear. So thanks for sharing, and a special little shout out to Ian there. Well, let's jump into this. I got a big topic here, 2020 U.S. housing market predictions. Now, it's that time of the year, again, when all the experts are, you know, getting close to the end of the year, and they're already starting to make their predictions for 2020. So I thought I would share sort of the latest for all of you guys. You can find out firsthand what's going to be happening in 2020. Well, we really don't know that any of this will be happening, but I'll give you at least a good overview of what people are predicting for the rental property, the investment property, the housing market for 2020. So far, 2019 has been a pretty promising year for both real estate investors and would-be home buyers in the U.S. housing market. Throughout the year, the rise in home prices has started to slow. Mortgage rates dipped to unexpected lows. In fact, we thought rates would be going up, and many predicted that the buyer's market might be on the horizon. Moreover, the economy is in good shape. The job market is robust, and the unemployment rate is down significantly, almost record lows. All this is good news for anyone thinking of buying an investment property right now. But what are the top housing market predictions for the U.S. For 2020? So I'm going to be citing a bunch of different surveys and forecasts. Now we're in the third quarter of 2019. It seems that it's still a seller's market in most cities across the nation. Plus, some housing experts and economists predict the next recession will likely begin in 2020. So will the seller's market continue, or should home sellers feel pressure to close deals quickly? And what does all this mean for those buying investment properties, okay? Though no one can accurately predict the future of the real estate investing industry, we can do our best to make an educated guess on available, but again, don't hold me responsible for this, but on available research that is out there. So let's take a look at the U.S. housing market for 2020 for home prices, home sales, mortgage rates, and more. First, let's look at home prices and appreciation. In their 2019 housing market forecast, the National Association of Realtors, or NAR, had predicted that the national median existing home price would rise to around $266,800 in 2019. That's up 3.1% from 2018. Now, going into 2020, NAR predicts another rise of about to $274,000 in the median home price. In fact, numerous experts have lowered their housing market predictions for the next 5 years for home prices and appreciation rates. But according to Zillow's Home Price Expectations Survey, which surveyed a panel of over 100 real estate and economic experts, forecasted that home prices will rise only 2.8% in 2020 nationally. This tells us that prices will go up just at a slower rate, but they are predicted to go up. And that's what NAR says as well. So the idea of watching home prices skyrocket as in previous years no longer applies. Now, keep in mind, as I mentioned, there are those that are forecasting that there's going to be a downturn in 2020. Let's go on here. As for property appreciation rates, experts have similar predictions. According to the latest Vero forecast report from Veros Real Estate Solutions, housing market data shows the average expected appreciation for residential real estate in the 100 largest markets in the U.S. will be 3.7 over the next year, okay, ending, let's say, June 1, 2020. So it's not talking about a calendar year, it's talking about from when this survey took place. But that's a pretty good appreciation rate on a national basis. Now, of course, it can vary from market to market. So this maintains the rate prediction of Q1 of 2019 and indicates a leveling out after a four-quarter decline from a 4.5 appreciation rate a year ago. So they had a higher predictions then. They're slowing down their predictions, but there's still a significant increase. According to Eric Fox, Vero's VP of Statistical and Economic Modeling and the author of the report, this flattening in appreciation indicates that although there is definite softness overall in the U.S. housing market, the fundamentals are still healthy. Of course, these housing market predictions and trends vary by region, as I mentioned, as demand and housing supply are key discriminators between markets. And that's why we try to
to find what we call emerging markets, because there are areas where you can get a much more significant appreciation rate if you buy at the right time on that growth bubble. For example, Midwest states of Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio are showing strength, with an average statewide real estate appreciation for all three states expected to be around 5%, according to Verus. Texas, however, is predicted to experience continued softening, with major markets like Dallas and Houston forecast to see appreciations between just 2% and 3%. Now, home prices in California are also expected to remain relatively soft, as properties in all major markets, including Los Angeles, the Bay Area, and San Diego, are expected to appreciate between 2.5 and 4.5%. Now, there are some markets I know, living in Southern California, that are actually declining, and so it is probably softest on at least on this coast. Let's look at new and existing home sales. It looks like, for the most part, they are overall going to remain low. Compared to the beginning of 2018, home sales have been slow since the start of 2019, even though market conditions are more favorable for buyers now than they have been for quite some time. And some experts providing U.S. housing market predictions believe that this trend will occur again at the beginning of 2020. In its Home Price Expectations Survey, Zillow asked real estate experts for their expectations about the next recession and how home buying demand will change throughout the end of next year. The majority of those experts, and that's 51%, said they expect home buying demand in 2020 to be significantly lower than in 2019. About a third, 32%, said they expected home buying demand to be about the same as 2020 as in 2019. Now, one reason for poor sales across the nation is the fact that first-time buyers can't afford the record prices that home sellers are demanding, or the prices of new housing stock being built. According to ATTOM, I should say Adam Data Solutions, homes are becoming even less affordable. While employment and wages are better, the cost of owning the typical home is still out of reach for the average wage earners in 74% of U.S. housing markets. Put together, the fading home buying demand and increasingly unaffordability are signs of weakening sales of both new and existing homes in the U.S. real estate market for 2020.
Evicting a tenant can be painful and cost as much as $10,000 in court and legal fees. The best way to protect yourself from evictions and bad tenants is to screen your tenants. And the best way that I know to screen your tenants is Smart Move. Smart Move is part of TransUnion, a trusted consumer reporting agency with more than four decades of experience. They built an online screening service for independent landlords that delivers critical credit and background reports to you in minutes. It is a valuable tool to help you when you are trying to decide who to put into your rental property, and they can help you find your next great tenant. Only SmartMove has a credit score built specifically for rental screening called Resident Score, which can identify eviction risk 15% better than a traditional score. With the SmartMove report, you'll also get a criminal background check, eviction history report, as well as a full credit report. And only SmartMove has Income Insights, a report enabling you to analyze renter income to determine if further verification is needed. See why 9 out of 10 users recommend SmartMove, and more than 4 million landlords have used SmartMove to make better leasing decisions. SmartMove has a special offer just for Old Dog listeners. Go to tenantscreening.com, enter code OLDDOG25, and you'll get 25% off your next screening. That's tenantscreening.com. Use code OLDDOG25 at checkout for 25% off your next screening. Smart Move. Reduce your risk of non-payment and evictions.
These housing market predictions also differ by location. Some real estate markets actually became more affordable than their historical averages, according to Adam Data Solutions. These include Cook County in Chicago, Illinois, New York County, Suffolk County, Bronx, and Nassau County, all in New York metro area. On the other hand, counties that were less affordable than their historically affordable averages included Los Angeles County, Harris County in Houston, Texas, Maricopa County, Phoenix, Arizona, San Diego County in California, Orange County, also in California. And these markets, it may be a good idea to invest in rental properties as it suggests strong rental demand. So moving on to mortgage interest rates, they are predicted to remain low. Mortgage interest rates in the U.S. market hit their lowest point in late 2016 and are now available at rates below 4%, according to Freddie Mac. Experts in the U.S. housing market forecast that this trend will stick around into 2020. In fact, mortgage rates could even go lower. Doug Duncan, the chief economist at Fannie Mae, explains that the Fed has moved to a bias toward easing as global economic activity has slowed. Interest rates have fallen as a result and could move lower if the Fed acts to lower rates as insurance for economic growth. Now, even though we have a very strong economy in the U.S., other places are not experiencing the same. Freddie Mac also expects mortgage rates for the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage to average at 4.1 in 2019, before increasing modestly to 4.2 in 2020. And I'm going to have a chart in there that's going to show this what rates have actually done, mortgage rates have done over 2019, if you go to our show notes. Overall, just, you know, there was another survey EFA, Economic Forecast Agency, or Economy Forecast Agency, did on the 30-year mortgage rate forecast for 2020. And it looks something like this: January 3.39, February 3.47, March 3.45, April 3.50, May 3.45, June 3.39, July 3.43, August 3.47, September 3.43, October 3.53, and then a big boost near the end of the year, November 3.69, and then December 3.63. So it just kind of wavers, kind of goes up and down, but it looks like it ends the year off with an increase. Furthermore, housing market predictions for 2020 from Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the Mortgage Bankers Association all suggest that the 30-year mortgage rate will finish out the year between 3.9 and 4.1. These low mortgage rates, along with a strong job market and employment, should support the modest growth of the U.S. housing market for the next 5 years. We can already see this trend benefiting first-time homebuyers, as Forbes reported that over half of all mortgages originated by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac went to first-time buyers last year. And with millennials hitting their prime home buying years, we can only expect those numbers to grow. So, you know, at first we saw millennials not wanting to buy at all, and now they're at that point where they, you know, they've got the income and the security that they're actually reaching out and making an impact on the market. So should we worry about a recession? Because there, you know, the talk is still going on. We all know that many real estate markets in the U.S. were hit pretty badly during the Great Recession. Today, there are speculations there could be another economic recession and a housing market crash in 2020. In its quarterly home price expectation survey, Zillow asked experts and economists to give their 2020 U.S. housing market predictions and expectations for the next recession. Less than half, 48%, said they expect the next recession to occur sometime in 2020. However, these experts believe that it'll be different this time. While the housing bubble prompted the last recession, experts believe that the slowdown in the U.S. real estate market won't play a major role in the next one. Skylar Olson from Zillow, he's the director of economic research, says housing slowdowns have been a major component, if not catalyst, for economic recessions in the past, but that won't be the case the next time around, primarily because housing will have worked out its kinks ahead of time. Housing markets across the country are already heading into potential correction a solid year before the overall economy is expected to experience the same. The current housing slowdown is in some ways a return to balance that will help increase the resiliency of the housing market when the next recession does arrive. So those surveyed were also asked to choose and rank up to three likely triggers for the next recession. This is pretty interesting. Results show that trade policy, stock market correction, or a geopolitical crisis are more likely to trigger the next recession than a housing market crash. In addition, experts say that even if there is a recession around the corner, the U.S. real estate market is a lot healthier, and we won't see the same impact. Many believe that even though home sales are predicted to slow in 2020, constrained home supply, house-hungry millennials, and powerful economic performances will outweigh housing crash indicators. So is it going to be a seller's market or a buyer's market in 2020? The big one we ask as investors, right? Despite U.S. housing market predictions in 2020 seemingly pointing to a significant shift in the market to favor buyers, real estate experts don't forecast a buyer's market. Indeed, over three quarters, 76% of respondents in Zillow's home price expectations survey said they don't expect housing market conditions to shift until at least the end of this decade. Why is that? Well, they believe that annual home value appreciation, which has been above historic norms, and inventory of home sales, which has fallen in each of the past 42 months, are keeping upward pressure on home prices as buyers are competing for a limited pool of available homes. These real estate trends are, as a result, putting sellers in the driver's seat, making it a seller's market across the country at least for the next 5 years. Nonetheless, recent data suggests that winds are beginning to shift. For example, while real estate appreciation is above its historic average rate, it has started to slow in many large markets. Furthermore, the pace of housing inventory declines has slowed, and price cuts are becoming more common. Still, these housing market trends, while noticeable, have yet to strengthen to the point where the market will significantly shift to a buyer's market. In conclusion, okay, I would say that the current slowdown in U.S. real estate market forecast is in some ways a return to a balanced housing market, where there is enough demand from buyers to equal the supply for sellers. So what does this mean for sellers and buyers? Is 2020 a good time to sell your properties as home prices are rising, or is this the best time to invest as mortgage rates are dropping? Let's start with what all of these housing market predictions mean for sellers. Experts agree that sellers can feel pretty good about the upcoming year as there's still a lot of buyers in the market. However, there won't be as much competition for each home as there was back in 2017. Therefore, sellers are advised to not expect multiple high offers and to fully understand local property values to compete in your target markets. As for buyers, 2020 seems to be shaping up as a good time to enter the real estate market with no signs of imbalance that would either force them to hurry or pull back. The U.S. housing market forecast suggests that the overall inventory of available homes for sale is expected to remain stable. And while it's a seller's market in most places, buyers can still expect less competition than in previous years. In most cities, homes are now taking longer to sell and price reductions are more common. This tells us that buyers are going to have a little bit more sway in real estate transactions and sellers are going to be a little more negotiable. So data from a recent Redfin report shows that just 11% of offers in July of 2019 faced a bidding war. This is down dramatically from 45% at the same time a year earlier, and the lowest rate of bidding wars since at least 2011. In other words, buyers simply shouldn't feel in a hurry to get a real estate deal done quickly to avoid missing out on an opportunity. All of this, besides the low interest rates, means that it's a good time to start your search for a new home or investment property. So, in conclusion, though no one can predict real estate market trends with complete accuracy, educated and thorough research can give us an idea of where things are headed. Overall, the 2020 U.S. housing market predictions aren't overwhelmingly pro-seller or pro-buyer. This is basically good news all around for real estate investors. For buyers, prices aren't going up at a steep rate that they can't keep up with. As for sellers, there's a healthy group of buyers out there looking for a new property. As a result, experts in the industry don't expect a housing market bubble to cause the next recession in 2020, as the real estate market is just a lot healthier. At the end of the day, it's important to remember that housing conditions vary by market. The conditions might look good on the national level, but some areas offer better real estate opportunities than others. If you're a real estate investor looking for the best investment properties in the U.S. to buy in 2020, start your search now in those local markets. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here, including some links to these surveys that I referenced here, so you can actually see more about those surveys, will be accessible in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And just look for the episode on 2020 U.S. housing market predictions. Well, until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.